the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and on today's podcast, I have a guest by the name of Chris Rowell, and Chris is an internet marketer. Morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Morning, Dan. Very good, thank you.
Awesome. You sound bright and breezy. It's 8:30 on a Thursday morning. I had to wonder what day of the week it was there. And you're not at home today. You're from Manchester originally. Where are you today?
Yeah, I'm in London. I've been teaching some students this week about how to set up a business online. So I fly around the world to do that. I'm in London this week and then off to sunny Toronto next week.
Oh, lovely. So a bit of a jet setter. And the reason why you're a bit of a jet setter these days is merely because your income stream comes as an internet marketer. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I've been involved in business for quite a long time, and you know, all business is done online pretty much nowadays. Mm. And my internet-based business is an educational business where I teach business owners how to take their own business online, how to set up something along the side of what they're doing already. We've got a lot of digital products that we sell, and that's pretty much how it works.
And what are the sort of common mistakes that you see a lot of business owners make?
Things are changing quite a lot. We're in the information age now, not the industrial age. And where the first website was built, heard sort of £5,000-£10,000 for a website which is full of content, full of information, and they're paying these SEO companies, search engine optimization companies, to get these pages to the top of Google listings and so on. People are then finding the websites and using all the information on there for research. We're not actually buying anything, so all that money's been wasted. They're not getting new customers. Whereas what we teach is how to build a sales funnel, which starts with, you know, buying traffic through advertising. There's various ways of getting traffic into that website. Some pay for, some for free. And then they've got to go through a sales process. So start off with a squeeze page, onto a bit of a sales page, and then you can follow up with those clients thereafter once they've registered. So it's just changing people's perception of what the website is designed to do, really.
Yeah, because that's definitely changed, hasn't it? In the olden days, it was just about getting to the top of Google. These days, I mean, I've got a website, and I've not updated my blog for ages, in fact. And I was doing a webinar last night about podcasts, because if I was to go back in time 10 years, which would be really awesome, my knees might not hurt as much as they do these days, but if we go back in sort of 10 years' time, what would you do differently, or what would you start doing 10 years' time, knowing what you know now?
Right, that's a good question. many different things. It's only really in the last few years that we've been able to do what we're doing right now, because whilst the internet was around 10 years ago, the speed wasn't what it is now. A lot of what works is video, and even audio stuff like this takes, you know, a little bit of data on the internet. And,
yeah.
You know, 10 years ago, people were struggling with that. But it's understanding that as things change, you need to be on the crest of that wave as soon as it changes. You know, don't wait for it to happen and be a part of the change. So as things are sort of taking place, I suppose the biggest thing I've picked up is the fact that I spent about 3 or 4 years trying to make it work, trying all the free ways of doing it that you get by, you know, listening to lots of people that talk the talk but don't walk the walk.
Yeah.
I was buying all these get-rich-quick schemes that were out there. You name it, I've done it.
Yeah.
To go back in time, if I could do one thing different, it'd be I wouldn't waste my money on all these different things. I would find a mentor, or I'd find somebody who's been there, done that, who's actually making money, pay them a fee, sit down with them and listen to what they say. More importantly, do what they tell me to do.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think the difference between just buying random products, because I've done that, and I think all entrepreneurs have this Achilles heel in that we see lots of shiny pennies, and so we flitter from one thing to another. All entrepreneurs are like this. So we go from one thing to another, and we're told that this next great product is the thing that will easily, you know, push button, make money, so you buy it, and of course you push buttons and nothing comes in. It is a push button, make money system for the guy that's selling it. But I think just to answer my own question, because just while you were talking, I was thinking about what I would do. And if I could go back in time, I'd go back and start creating assets. Like these podcasts we've been doing since June last year. I would have started doing audio 10 years ago. And I remember thinking about it 10 years ago and thinking, oh no, that's done. It's been done. Audio tapes. Do you remember, you know, before CDs came out and before MP3, we bought stuff on audio tape. I remember buying sales tapes, Tony Robbins tapes, and it came on a cassette for the youngsters that are listening right now. It's like 8-track. But I would have gone back and started creating assets, because in a webinar last night, I was talking about legacy. What's your legacy going to be? So if I pop my clogs tomorrow, which is a northern term for meaning I'm going to die, if I was to die tomorrow, what legacy have I got? And so for me, I've got 31 podcasts. This is number 30, whatever it is. That my kids can listen to, because the advice I give clients is the same advice I give my kids, sort of thing, you know. Whereas audio, I thought, oh no, audio's been undone now, because now it's video. And whilst video is working, and it definitely has a place, it's not the be-all, end-all, because you can't take video in the car with you, you can't take it jogging with you, you can't watch it on the tube unless you've already downloaded it. Something like a podcast, for example, is really good, because you just download the whole series. It's on your phone, it's on your device, and off you go. So I find that a really interesting question, because we think that times have changed, and yes, they have, but there's some basics in there from a business point of view. You know, if you don't know how to do a podcast, but you can do a recording onto an audio CD, you can send them out to clients because we can listen to them in the car. I would love to receive one of those, because I don't even listen to CDs anymore, but I would do if it was an audio thing that someone sent me. So you don't have to get really mega complicated into completely new age technology. The old techniques still work, but with a twist in terms of driving traffic. So you talked about driving traffic from a Facebook ad or advert to a squeeze page in order to get the email address. Yeah. And it amazes me still that most businesses don't know how to do that or aren't doing that. They're just putting an advert in a newspaper and trying to sell.
I know. Back in the days, you know, you used to set up a business and put an advert in the Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
Remember those things? You could be up about 4 inches thick.
Yeah.
In the pamphlet. Or in the local newspaper. But you know, nowadays, your business is and should be global. You've got access to the entire globe now to market your business to. So, you know, the potential customers you've got is huge.
Yeah, I'd agree.
We talk about building an asset. One of the things that I encourage people to do, and this is the best thing you can do, is actually build a list of contacts. So an email database, and the main purpose for a squeeze page that I mentioned before would be to capture somebody's email address. Once you've got, if you're going to place an advert that's to do with whether it's making money online or weight loss or some beauty products or whatever your product is that you're selling, that subject, because it's what they are looking for anyway,
yeah.
They're going to go to a squeeze page that says, I'm going to give you some free information, all I need is your email address. You've now got their email address, and then you can send out some value-based emails every day. You don't need to spam them. You don't need to keep selling to them all the time. Just give them a lot of value, and there's no reason why they would leave that list then. And as you will grow that, the idea is, well, we actually teach people a strategy where you can actually build an email list to 10,000 people in 90 days or less. And if you've got a database of 10,000 people, you should be making about $10,000 a month out of it.
Yeah.
I use dollars because we've got a global currency here, a global internet-based business, so we just use the US dollar as the main currency. But you know, $1 per email address per month should be what you're making out of your database. I work with a guy who's got quite a sizable database, but he spends about an hour a day sending an email out. Every time he does that, he makes about $25,000. Doing that every single day.
I think I know who you're talking. Is that the initials being SH?
That's the guy.
Yes, that's what I thought. Okay, so... yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying it's quite a simple sort of concept, but a lot of people focus on making sales. They focus on trying to sell something to the clients that are coming in, but not everybody's going to buy what you've got to sell straight away. And it's all about timing. So rather than trying to sell something, build a business around value, about helping people, giving as much value as you can, and they'll come back and buy when the time's right.
Yeah.
As long as you stay in touch with them, and they, like you said before, it's about know, like, and trust. So they've got to get to know you first, they've got to like you, they've got to trust you, and that all comes from giving value. So if your business is about helping people and giving value, then you've got a successful business. If, you know, Richard Branson says, if your business is not making other people's lives better, you're wasting your time.
Mm. So the analogy I want to use on that is like your mailing list is like a bank account. And so you deposit one type of currency and you withdraw a different type of currency. So the currency that you deposit into that bank is goodwill and value, as you say. And the way in which you provide value to that email list, and obviously when we talk about an email list, we're not talking about an email list. We're actually talking about people who are receiving emails, because it's easy to call an email list just an email list as some nameless entity. But actually there's Bobby Smith, John Smith, Susan Smith, there's all these different people who are on that list, and they all have subscribed to your list for a particular reason. It's not to be sold to. It's to solve whatever problem or they've got an interest in whatever it is that you're doing. And so you've got to provide goodwill and value, and you do that by providing really good quality content. So like the podcasts go out, we're doing quite a lot of podcasts at the moment, up to like 3 a week. And so that can mean maybe 3 emails a week. But we're not selling in any of those emails. We're simply stocking up that bank account with goodwill. And then at some point when we need to sell something, like we've got a podcast product where we help people do podcasts like this because we've done very well ourselves and we know that that will give value to other people's businesses. So then at that point we can maybe make an offer to people on our email list. They won't unsubscribe because of all the other value that they've got. But what a lot of people do is they've got this email bank, if you like, and instead of filling it with goodwill, they're just trying to make withdrawals all the time by trying to sell them stuff, and it just doesn't work.
That's true.
Why do most people?
It's one of the things that we teach as well. Is you know, every click you get on an advert every day is an actual person. It's they've got challenges in life. You know, jobs
yep.
are becoming harder to find nowadays. There's a big demand for people needing to find another way to create an income, and you know, jobs are being replaced by robots.
Yeah.
People are living longer than they've ever done before.
Mm.
And there's less jobs available, and money's getting tighter. That the system's been, the system, don't get me started on the system, we'll be here all day, but the system is designed to keep you in a job and keep you making just enough money to survive, so you can be controlled by the masses and so on. But you know, people want to make a second income or even replace the job income. And you know, I'm quite passionate about helping people understand that. You know, you don't have to follow the 9-to-5. You don't have to be normal. You don't have to go and work for somebody else. You've got a choice. You're either going to work for an entrepreneur or become one.
Yeah.
It's so easy to become an entrepreneur now. You just have to get educated and learn exactly how to do it. And you know, it's simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. It's a case of following a proven system. You know, if somebody's done something already, then do the same thing that they've done, and you'll get the same results. So like I say, it is fairly simple as far as following the system. It just requires a bit of work.
So it's interesting that you talk about the system, and we're not going to focus too much on the system because we know it's a broken system anyway. But you know, in the film The Matrix, how people are born and they become effectively batteries to power the machines that are in control. That's effectively what happens in The Matrix. And actually, to some extent, that's what happens here in real life. Only we're not here to supply electricity. We're born, put into the system, and the currency that we supply is tax revenue. So, we are plugged into the system, we are created and designed to get a job which pays tax, or even start a business which pays tax, obviously possibly less tax than as a percentage than a worker does because of his tax breaks and so on. So we are effectively tax batteries for the government, and that's always bothered me. This could be a little bit controversial, but I think it's our job to pay as little tax as we can to the government, because why would a government have a better idea on how to spend my money than I would? That's crazy. You know. So what are the mistakes that people make? Why do most people fail? Like, you know, the percentages are not in people's favours, are they, for people starting up an internet business? Why are people failing?
It's the same. It's not just an internet business, it's for anything. So, you know, it's for Forex, it's for trading, it's for property investing, it's
yep.
for any kind of business, in fact. The reason being is that because people give up too soon. You know, an internet business is not, you know, people might think it's dead simple. It is once you know what you're doing, but there's a certain process that you've got to go through. There's a whole sequence of events that the client needs to be taken through. And if you get any one of those wrong, then it's not going to work as well. Now, you know, but if somebody's going to become a plumber, for example, they're going to spend 3 or 4 years at college learning the trade before they get out there and then start making some money effectively. In internet marketing, they might go on a course, they might read some books or subscribe to a couple of web webinars, try it for 5 minutes, and then not make any money, and then think, oh, it's a load of rubbish, it doesn't work.
I agree.
That's the biggest failure rate, is, you know, people who try stuff.
Could you imagine going to your doctor, because you need your tonsils taking out, and the doctor's been on a weekend training course? And he's seen a couple of webinars, and then he's seen an operation on YouTube. And this is literally how people run their businesses. And it's like, sure, what on earth are you doing? And then,
trust
him,
a doctor.
Yeah, oh no, oh, killed that patient. Oh well, I'll do something else now.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, obviously you can't kill anybody with internet marketing, but it's a perfect analogy. But you have to go through the process of learning. If you're going to do it on your own, you're going to have to expect to spend a lot of money on various different things, marketing and so on, until you get a formula that's right.
Yeah.
You know, I promote a couple of systems. One in particular, the founder of the company was now made over $100 million in sales. But he spent about 3 years trying to build a business that works, and he was making lots of mistakes, and it costs a lot of money to make those mistakes. I always said, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's lots of mistakes that you will make along the way. But to be a successful business person, to have that success, you've got to a certain extent, go through the mill a little bit and make a few mistakes.
Can we just help people? Can we help?
Either make the mistakes yourself, or you can learn from somebody else's mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, I've always said, whatever you want to improve in your life, whatever aspects of your life, whether it's business, health, fitness, nutrition, get a coach. Find somebody who's already doing that and ask them some good questions and get them to guide you and listen to what they're saying and more importantly, do what they say as well.
It always amazes me on the coaching side where people go, yeah, I know I could spend a couple of £1,000 getting a coach, but you know what? I'm just going to do this for the next 5 years. I'm going to fail. You know, you could have made the $5,000 or $2,000 or whatever the coaching fee is, like within 6 months or 2 months. My record as a property coach is like 8 hours from someone signing up and getting their first deal, which was 20% below market value. It was a $60,000 house, so he got $10,000 off, and I think we paid £5,000 or £6,000 for coaching. We're $4,000 up after 8 hours. And yet,
awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? And yet, you get other people who go, oh, no, 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 no. I'm just going to watch this YouTube video. And it's like, what are you doing? And, you know, like before, you said internet marketing won't kill anyone. Well, it can do. It kills your dreams. Because,
sure,
because you fail time and time again, and then your self-worth takes a knock, because every time you lose at something, it takes a knock, you know. And that constant losing. And it's like, I saw a video of a really drunk guy, and he was trying to go up an escalator. He was incredibly drunk. And so he's trying to go up this escalator, only the escalator's going down. And he's working so hard, this poor guy, and people filming it, laughing at him. And it was a very funny video. I think I shared it, so I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah.
But he was working incredibly hard. It wasn't his work ethic or anything like that. It just, this old little old lady came along and pointed him onto the next escalator that was going up. And then he got to the top, like instantly almost, you know. And that's what a coach does. You're working really hard, but you're on the wrong bloody escalator.
Know something about that? That was me.
What, you were the drunk on the escalator?
I was the drunk, it's been known.
It's just between you and me, mate, honestly.
that was definitely me. I was always told over the years, if you work hard, you'll be successful.
Yeah.
And nobody worked harder than me. You know, I was working flat out. I was coming in from work 10, 11 o'clock at night, in time to see my kids fast asleep.
Yeah.
You know, I was getting up before they woke up again. And, you know, I was chasing the dream because I was working hard and people told me that that's the right thing to do. But
yeah,
about 5 or 6 years ago, I got sort of financially aware. I got educated financially and I thought, hang on a minute, this isn't right. You can make money work for you rather than you working for money. But I was trying to climb those escalators all the time and it was just getting pushed down, pushed down, pushed down. And,
yeah,
you know, it's not the way forward. I spent a bit of money on a couple of training courses and working with a mentor. And since then, that's the old lady putting me onto the right escalator.
Yeah.
It just starts to move up. If you follow the right steps, literally, you know, no pun intended, but if you follow the right steps, you get to the top, you know.
We talked about some mistakes that people make in internet marketing. Can you give me I'd like to drill down into here is just trying to help people not make those mistakes, just to try and shortcut the success a little bit. Can you give me an example of a mistake that people make often and what they can do to change that in internet marketing?
Yeah, well, two things. First of all, they don't get educated, so they try and, you know, they try all these free things that, you know, they try and learn by buying all these shiny objects and so on. But yep. we mentioned that. The other thing people do is that they try and chase free traffic. And in fact, let me sort of expand on that. People think that in order to make money out of business, all they need is traffic. They just need people visiting the website. And that's not entirely true. In fact, getting all the traffic is quite easy. It's making it convert into a buyer, ultimately. Yeah. That's the tricky bit. Mm. So you need to have a high converting offer. And at that, once you've got that in place, and you know, we work with systems that have all that set up here. So once you've got that side of the business up and running, and we know that it can convert, so it's tried and tested. So rather than trying to sell your own products and services and systems, then find somebody else that's got a successful business already that you can sell their products for a commission. So this is what we call affiliate marketing. So you can sell somebody else's products. And the reason for doing that is that we already know it's selling. There's already a demand for it. There's a huge market. In fact, the products that I sell are digital information-based products. They're education, and they could be ebooks, they could be software, they could be websites, and in some cases, live events as well. But it's all business education. Now, online education last year was worth $119 billion.
Wow.
Huge, huge industry. So this thing's growing. The previous year, it was $56 billion. So it's more than doubled in a year. So that's the market that I'm in. And I teach in business. In order to be successful in business, the most important thing, if we're all going to set up a burger van, for example, and you know, you can have one person who's got the best marketing team, another person who's got the best looking staff, you could have the cheapest price, you could have the highest quality. Ultimately, none of that matters. The one burger van that's going to be more successful is the one that's situated right in the middle of a starving crowd. And that's the thing you need. You need to be selling a product, not just something that you like yourself, but something that there is a starving crowd out there that want this information. And then you could be the worst marketer in the world. If you're right in front of a starving crowd, you're going to make big money.
Yeah.
Now, the way that you get that starving crowd is through your marketing. Now, once you've got a high converting offer, you're selling a product that you know there's a demand for, and you've got all that in place, it's how do you get people to see that website? So to answer your question, the biggest mistake people make is they try and chase free traffic.
Mm-hmm.
They think that because they've got social media, because they've got various features, it's about spending as possible in order to get customers to see you.
Yeah.
The opposite is true. The way to make a successful business is to actually buy traffic, is put some money into marketing. And one of my favorite marketing methods is through Facebook. Now, Facebook knows everything about its users. There's a database there of about 1.8 billion people. More than half of that use it on a daily basis. And we teach a system where if people go onto onto Google to do a search for something, then when they go back onto Facebook, I don't know if you ever noticed, but an advert will pop up on Facebook that is relative to what they've been looking for on Google.
Mm.
Now that's the thing called, I call it magic, because it's quite proud of the way that it works, but it's called retargeting, and it's a way to put an advert in front of people that are actually looking for a product or service. So in other words, if they've been onto Google and they've said, how do you make money online? How do you set up an internet-based business? And then later on in the day, they go back to Facebook and an advert comes up. Would you like to know how to make money using the internet? People are going to go, oh my God, how does it know? Take all my money.
Yeah.
So they click on that advert and then they go through into the sales funnel that's all provided. And we get a very high sign-up rate. In fact, I was looking at an example, one we did about 3 or 4 weeks ago, where we actually got a 46% sign-up rate.
Wow.
So almost half of the people that clicked on an advert then subscribed and gave us their contact details. They actually bought a free product, so they downloaded a free product. So in return for that, we've got their contact details.
Yes.
You know, they've got a lot of value. So that's the key thing. It's about, you know, you've got to invest in your business. Don't think that you can do anything for free. A lot of people want to be a millionaire by weekend, but they don't want to pay for it. So delude it. You know, it's never going
to
happen.
There's that saying, isn't there? Everybody wants to be a millionaire until you have to do what millionaires do.
Yeah, exactly.
And
you know, if you want to live like 1% of the population do, you've got to do what 99% are not prepared to do. And,
yeah.
You know, most people are not comfortable with that. And you know, it's always important to step out of your comfort zone. I mean, everybody's heard that before, but it is about stepping up, doing something without a guarantee as well. So people are indoctrinated into thinking, oh, what guarantees are there and so on. Well, the guarantee is if you don't do anything, you're not going to make any difference to your life.
Yeah.
And sometimes you've got to be a little bit brave to put some money into to advertising without any guarantee. You don't know what's going to happen. So it's just putting a bit of money up front. Where people have made a mistake in the past, I've had people come up to me saying, I've spent $3,000, $5,000 on adverts through Facebook and I've not got a single sale. It doesn't work. So I look at what they've done and I suggest, first of all, well, why don't you try doing what your coach told you to do in the first place? Which is, don't, you know, if somebody's got a budget of $3,000, for example, I say, right, take $2,900 of that and leave it in your blooming bank. Okay? Just use a small amount, $100 in testing. It's about split testing, testing and measuring. Run 10 adverts for 24 hours, side by side, change just one thing on each of those adverts, and then in 24, and you put $10 into each of them, 24 hours time, you've got to measure as to which is the best one of those 10, and then you can put more money into that, the best one or the best two that perform better than the others. The 80-20 principle will kick in, you see? So 80% of your clicks will come from 20% of those adverts.
So one of the things...
do that, but people get... and they don't do it, they want a shortcut, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I wanted to point out as well, when you were talking about paid traffic and free traffic, is I always make notes when I'm doing podcast stuff I want to come back to and talk about. But the notes that I made was free traffic equals no effort, because it's free. So, well, I'll give it a go and we'll see what happens. It doesn't cost me anything, so it doesn't matter. Whereas as soon as you start putting paid traffic, so you're paying money out of it, suddenly it does make a difference because it's costing you money now. And so then you spend more time and effort actually making sure the sales funnels work. And it's completely topsy-turvy. You know, even if it is free traffic, well, you still got to make it work. Because the opportunity cost is the lack of sales that you've just made, like the zero sales. Whereas actually, if you put the same effort into free traffic as you put into paid traffic, you'd actually do something on free traffic because you're putting in an equal level of effort. But because it's free, they go, oh, well, I spend 10 minutes just creating a sales funnel. That'll do. Well, no, and then they wonder why they're not doing it. And then they say, well, I'm not putting money into that because it didn't work on the free stuff. So why would I spend money on it? It's completely topsy-turvy.
Yeah, very good point.
So, okay, some good stuff there. What can people do to get started then?
I've got a website with some if you want to make a note of that.
Yep.
That's www.chrisrowell.info. So it's Chris, C-H-R-I-S, and Rowell, R-O-W-E-L-L. So chrisrowell.info.
Yeah.
If you go on there, I've got some, in fact, there's a free ebook. What I can do is if your guys want to click onto that website.
Okay.
And subscribe, put the details in there. I'll actually, and send me a message, you know, subscribe on there. You'll get my contact details. Send me a message. Tell me you've listened to the podcast and I'll send you a free ebook. We normally sell it for about $10. But I'll send it out to you for free. It's about 69, 70 pages of content of how a high-ticket affiliate marketing business model is put together. So, I'll send that out for free if anybody wants to get an overview of what the business is about.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So just tell me, going back to your background a little bit more then, because you started off in financial services. So talk to me a little bit more about that, because it's always an interesting story.
It's a good one. Yeah, I was a financial advisor. I started my when I left school in retail. I did that for about 7 or 8 years, and I was made redundant. And at the time, it was pretty tough because I thought, oh, nobody wants me. But it was actually the best thing that ever happened to me, because it taught me not to be so. Because I'm a very loyal kind of person, and I was very loyal to my company until the point that they let me go. And I thought, oh, I'm going to make the world a bit of a mean and nasty place. Maybe I need to look after myself a little bit more. So I went through a few other jobs, made redundant 2 or 3 other times, and I thought, this is a message, it's, you know, jobs are not for me. I love dealing with people, I was interested in finance, so I went through all the exams and got fully qualified as a financial advisor. I did that for about 10 or 12 years. I set up a mortgage practice, and I did, you know, really well to a certain extent up until 2009, when the credit crunch came along,
and
all of a sudden my business hit the wall. Now, at about the same time, I started reading books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad and Think and Grow Rich, and I was getting a bit of an awareness that, you know, maybe jobs are the right way forward. So I paid some coaches and mentors, I went on some courses, I learned about business, and very quickly, in fact, within about 9 months of starting that, I managed to fire my boss, if you like, which was myself at the time, and get out of that. Whilst I was self-employed as a financial advisor, it was very much a job, because, you know, I was having to, there's so many rules and regulations. You had to everything has to be checked out by all the organisations and the regulatory bodies and stuff. It was effectively a job, you know. So I couldn't get out of it quick enough because I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was giving people financial advice, but ultimately they've just been consumers and they've been teaching people how to be part of the system. Whereas I now sort of, I don't subscribe to that anymore. You know, investments that we used to sell, if you're lucky, would make 6 or 7% a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at things now that make 35, 50, 80% a year. You know, that's the big end stuff that you don't get taught about.
And, yeah.
You know, it's just made a huge, huge difference. So I was a financial advisor for 10 years, and I often joke I was a mortgage broker. And the reason I'm called a mortgage broker is because I was broker than most of my clients.
Yeah.
And times were tough towards the end. And then for about 4 or 5 years, I've looked at lots of different things. I've always been interested in the internet and using the internet to make money. I spent about 3 or 4 years trying to do that. I've done all the network marketing companies you can think of. I've tried property, stocks and shares, all sorts of different things as well. So like most people, you try everything, trying to find out what works. And it was about 15, 16 months ago when I got educated. I paid some money to learn properly how to set up an internet-based business. And you know, I've not looked back since then. I literally, overnight, I stopped everything else that I was doing. I completely unsubscribed from every single email, and I focused 100% on this business. And within 6 or 7 weeks, the job that I was doing at that time, I'd actually taken on a role as a pension consultant. I did that for about a year and a half. I just sent them an email saying, that's it, I'm done. I don't need you anymore. That was about 6 or 7 weeks after I first started with the training, having made about $8,500 within the first 2 months. So, you know, if you commit to something, then you know, it works. If you try it, then it'll probably be like everything else you've tried. It probably won't work. So, you know, do or do not. There is no try.
Well, it's Revenge of the Fifth today, isn't it? It's the 5th of May, after May the 4th. Be with you. It's Revenge of the Fifth. So, two things I wanted to say about what you were just talking about. The first one was it was a throwaway line, but I just picked up on it. And what you said was concentrate on what works. And then you did Forex, you did property, you did this, you did that. And then the next bit onto that was, it's not about what works, because all of that stuff works, by the way. But it's about what works for you.
Yeah.
Because, so for example, like property, I've been in property 17 years. People come to me and say, I want to be in property like you. And it may be that they're just not built for property, for whatever reason, or Forex, like, or investing in pensions, or wind farms, or internet businesses. And it's almost like trying to push water uphill. When you're on the wrong path, that's what it feels like. And it's an impossible path. We want to, but if you can turn that path around, so you're flowing downhill with the water, then you get to your destination a lot quicker, sort of thing. And then the other thing I wanted to pick up on was the bit where you said, you're going through some tough times, and looking back, it was the best thing that ever happened to you. Because right now, as people are listening to this podcast, some people are going through some tough times. And I've gone through tough times with my kids, going missing, with my ex-partner and stuff, which you know all about, obviously, because we've known each other for long enough, and you know sort of all the story behind that. But that transition through those tough times, boy, when I look back now, as painful as it was, and for people who are right now going through those tough times, it doesn't feel like it right now, but in 5 or 10 years' time, when you look back, it'll be the best thing that ever happened to you, as long as you can make that transition through the tough times correctly.
For sure, for sure. I mean, I've been through some tough times, and you know, if we were to ask a question, I do this to audiences all the time, who's had some bad stuff happen to them in their life? And it's every single hand goes up.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got a story, everybody's going through a journey. So, you know, I try to be nice to everybody I meet, because you just don't know what they're going through right now.
And, was I your exception then?
I mean, I've been through some tough times myself, and you were there for me at those times, and you've coached me through it as well, and it's, you know, I'm grateful to you for that as well.
Oh, thank you.
I ever thank you for it, but...
No, you didn't.
No, you remind me of that day. it's whenever anything bad happens to you, well, I've put a spin on it. I always try and find a positive in everything now, because I've learned that whatever happens to you is just temporary, okay?
Yeah.
You know, after the storm comes a rainbow. You know, it's the best day of your life's not even happened yet.
Yeah.
And I have this phrase, every time something really, really bad happens, I think, yes, that's another chapter for my book.
Yeah.
Because one day I'm going to write a book, and it's going to be amazing. And there's going to be so many stories in there that will inspire and amaze people as to what I've actually been through. And everybody's got that book in them as well. So if something happens, celebrate it, you know? You've been made redundant. Brilliant. That's something you can talk about, you know. there's all sorts of tragedies that happen to everybody, then take a lesson from it. And, you know, whatever's happened to you has happened for a reason, which is not what people want to hear at the time, but how can you help other people? It's, you know, you've got to be thinking about how you can help other people all the time. And once you've been through a bad experience yourself, well, you're now armed and qualified to help somebody else go through that same thing. So, you know, I was telling my story, and I went into quite a bit of detail about my story in a big audience once, and I had two or three people. It was a really emotional event, as it turned out, because I had one guy who was in floods of tears because I was describing his life right now.
Yeah.
You know, he's ready for giving up.
Yeah.
Okay? And by giving up, it was right on the edge.
Yeah.
Okay? And he said, you know, I've just seen somebody at the front has been through what I've been through, and I thought there was no end to it, and look at him now. And he's inspired by my story now because, you know, he knows that it's only going to get better. I had only about 3 weeks ago at an event that I did, and she left the room while I was told that she couldn't cope. She came back in and apologized and just spoke to me one-on-one and saying, two, 3 years ago, she tried committing suicide.
Wow.
And she still had these thoughts, but based on what I've just been teaching, she realizes that, you know, don't be so selfish, and, you know, it can only get better. You've been through this stuff. Everybody's going through it, but just keep focusing on the end goal. You know, you've got a passion for life. You've got a passion for whatever else it is you would like to do with your life. Focus on that and do whatever it takes to get there, because, you know, it will happen for you, provided you want it enough.
So interestingly, because one of the things you talked about was your best days are yet to come, and so there's something called the Death Star moment. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, so today's May the 5th, and obviously it's the second International Star Wars Day after May the 4th. And so the Death Star moment is, if you remember back to the very first Star Wars film, where Luke Skywalker is in his X-Wing, and he shoots the torpedo, and he blows up the Death Star.
Yeah.
That's his Death Star moment. How could you ever, ever top that?
Okay.
And then in films 2 and 3, well, in film 3, he reconciles with his dad. It's probably greater than blowing up the Death Star. He kills the Emperor, or Darth Vader does. Hopefully I'm not giving spoilers away. Hopefully most people have actually seen the very first Star Wars from 1976. Or whatever, 77 was it. So he actually beat his Death Star moment. But it's like, you know, how can you beat blowing up a Death Star? I mean, what gets better than that? And interestingly, I just watched The Force Awakens. I watched it yesterday here at Villa in Spain. Got it on a download. And right at the end of that film, and hopefully I'm not giving it away either, so if you've not seen that film, you don't want to know what happens, then just, you know, close your eyes for 10 seconds. But at the end of that film, Luke Skywalker turns up, right? Well, he's going to be in the next couple of films. So if you think that was 30 years ago when he blew up the Death Star, and then he reconciled with his dad, and all this extra wonderful stuff happened, his Luke Skywalker's days, and he looked a bit haggard at the end of the film as well, his best days are still to come.
Yeah.
And he's done all that amazing stuff. So what makes us so special that we think, well, you know, I had £1 million and now I haven't? What makes us think that that's never going to come back around? You know, Suhail Khan, who's a good Facebook friend of mine, that's happened to him. You know, he made a couple of £1 million, lost it all, got it all back again. Arsh Elahi, he's one of the podcasts was called from boom to bust and back again, and it definitely happens. And we sometimes, what happens is we conclude what the conclusion is of the story before the story is finished. And the story's not finished until you're 90 years old, lying on your deathbed with your family all around you, because we're not there yet. Even if you're 80 years old, okay, and I doubt that we have any 80 octogenarians listening to the podcast, but we might do, you know, your best years are still ahead of you. And as long as you think like that, then you're right. But as soon as you start thinking, no, my best years were 10 years ago, well, you're also right.
Yeah.
It's about however you perceive it. Okay, so just sort of two last questions, really. The first one is, what's the next biggest change in online marketing, do you think?
What's the next biggest change?
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. I suppose understanding that internet is around us all the time. I mean, people are starting to wear it on the wrist now, and, you know, it's in most people's pocket.
Yeah.
It's about 80 or 90% of internet access is done through a mobile device.
Yeah.
It's on your wrist. It's becoming wearable. It's around us all the time. Everything's being connected as well. This is the thing that's quite exciting. So the things with that I see moving forward is two things. I mean, the technology that is out there now, with physical products and so on, you've got, you can place an order for a physical product, a book or a box of stuff or whatever it is, on your wrist or from your mobile phone, and have it delivered via Amazon within 4 hours by electronic drone onto your doorstep, effectively.
Yeah.
So that, you know, the physical products are out there, and if you've got a physical product kind of business, then you're competing against something that you just can't compete against. You know, two out of every five high street shops that are open today will be closed in the next 2 years. So,
yeah.
You know, the old stuff isn't happening anymore. Everything's moving online. Everything's connected to each other. So your TV, your fridge, your toilet and stuff, you know, there's technology out there that, you know, your doctor can be alerted by what goes into the toilets. You know,
yep.
The supermarket will automatically send food out when the fridge is empty. And
yep.
Even your TVs at the moment have got microphones in, just so that, you know, listening to your conversation, mm. sending adverts based on what you're talking about on a day-to-day basis.
Mm.
It's a scary world. But what fascinates me the most is there's a great video on YouTube called Humans Need Not Apply.
Yeah.
And it talks about how robots are taking over the world, which sounds a little bit sci-fi and a little bit...
Terminator. Yeah.
But genuinely, the technology, you know, the White House quoted recently, if you're earning less than $20 an hour, your job will be replaced by a robot in the next 5 years.
Mm.
And you know, think about it, the technology to drive cars is out there. You don't need human beings to drive trucks and cars anymore.
Yep.
Robots can do that. And, you know, be aware of the fact that the world is a changing place. You know, we're going through massive, massive changes right now, and I can't stress it enough. People need to be aware of this, because if they're not, it's not a choice of do I want to... I mean, you introduced me as an internet marketer. I don't see myself as an internet marketer. I see myself as a business owner. It just happens to be online.
Yeah.
And that's the way business is going to be nowadays. Everything is done online. So you need to be on the crest. You know, I've heard recently that about 50% of business owners are not online.
Wow.
I was talking to a business coach recently, somebody who's got a high street shop, came to him, paid him some money and said, right, I need to know how to expand my business. Well, his first thing is, well, you need to go online. And she said, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm a traditional business. Well, you're going to be dead. You know?
Yeah.
A business is like a tree. It's either growing or it's dead. It can't stay still.
Yeah.
Look at Woolworths. Look at British Home Stores. Mm. You know, they didn't evolve. They didn't change. You've got to be understanding that this is not just a new fad. It's not just, it's not a choice anymore. It's the way of the world, and embrace it, you know. But you need to learn about this stuff, and you need to get into it, because if not, then you're going to get left behind. You'll just literally wither away and die. It's, you know, I'm so passionate about getting this message out to as many people as possible. That's why I fly around the world teaching big audiences. So,
and it comes through as well. You can hear it in your voice and your passion, and it's nice to hear. So what's next for you then?
Thanks for me. I mean, I'm passionate about making a difference to many, many people. I teach a system, but I only very much do it part-time. The people I'm teaching are actually making more money than me, because I'm spending my time going around the world teaching people and trying to get the message out there, and I actually love that. I enjoy that more than anything else.
Mm.
I'll continue to do that forever. I would do it for free. Don't tell people that. I'm not going to do it for free, but I do enjoy getting out there, talking to big audiences of people and inspiring people and getting people to see that, you know, that there is a new way. There's things they can do to build a business online. So I'm going to continue doing this for as long as I can see. My plan is to speak to bigger and bigger audiences around the world. I'm actually launching some of my own one-day workshops as well. So I'm going to be doing, in fact, I'm going to be running those for free, talking about, so offering stuff for free. I'm going to be running a one-day business workshop in the next 2 or 3 weeks. If you register on the website, I'll send you details of that. But I'll give you an overview of the business. I'll teach you what it's all about. We'll show you the exact process that we're going through, and from there you can decide what you want to do. But that's my bigger plan. I just want to get the message out there to as many people as possible, and if I can make a difference to a few people, then, you know, I've served my purpose.
That's brilliant. Well, wonderful to have you on the podcast this morning. Just thank you for taking time out of your busy hotel schedule, being in a hotel in London. And big thank you from me, and I'm sure everyone listening would like to thank you as well. And we'll catch up with you on the next podcast.
Great talking to you again, Dan.
Take care, mate.
You take care, mate.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.